Our scripture today is Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put all the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, and into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
Please welcome with me today our guest pastor, our guest preacher, Pastor Geraldo Nunes from Wayne County, from the Worcester area. He's with his wife, Esmirna, and his daughter, Laura. So thank you all for coming with him. Geraldo's an ordained Mennonite minister by the Ohio Conference. He formerly served as part of a pastoral team at Salem Mennonite Church in Worcester. 2018, Geraldo stepped away from that role at Salem Mennonite, and he took on the role of executive director at Open Arms. And there's a display in the back. You can learn a little bit about more about Open Arms. Open Arms is a ministry which works to share God's love by meeting material and spiritual needs of immigrants in Wayne County and the surrounding area. And I also want to invite everyone to, after our service, Geraldo will stand out in the back. He can greet you, and then we're going to come back in here and just have an open conversation where we can ask questions and we can talk together about immigration. Pastor Geraldo's got lots of experience with this, and this is a great opportunity. So thank you for being here. I invite you to come up here. I'll pray for you. All right. God, I just thank you that you brought Pastor Geraldo to us safely with his family this morning. I pray that your spirit would speak through him as he speaks and ministers your word, but also ministers through his own experience with the stranger, with the immigrant, with the one that we read about time and time again in the Old Testament, New Testament, that you are aware of, that you love, that you have commanded us to welcome. So, Lord, I thank you that he's here. I ask that you give us ears to hear what Geraldo has to say, that you would give us eyes to see, and that we would not just be listeners, but we would be doers of the word, that we would hear and we would act. So I pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Looks like we are having some trouble with the audio today, but it's all good. God is good, all right?
Yes.
Amen. Leviticus 19:33-34 says, When a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them. The foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Amen? Amen. My brothers and sisters, in the sermon today, I will talk about the people that were entertaining every day in their ministry, the ministry of open arms. These people are living in a country that they were not born in. They came here for different reasons, but the most common is to give a better life for their families. I would like to remind you that at some time in the past, your grandparents and parents were strangers here as well. They came and eventually were accepted in the land. They must have felt like the Hispanics feel now, with a different culture than theirs, with a language that they do not understand or speak very well, and so on. When you see Hispanics around you, think of what your forefathers experienced here in the past. Also today, my hope is that by the end of this sermon, you can understand Open Arms Hispanic ministry better and be able and excited to partnership in sharing God's welcome love with Hispanic brothers and sisters. I would like to invite our friend in here, Juan Pablo, that is visiting us today. Last night, John called me and said, Geraldo, talk a little bit with Juan Pablo in Spanish and welcome him. I said, I'll do, and I did already. Bienvenido, hermano. Let's talk a little bit about the mission of Open Arms. Open Arms, a Hispanic ministry, it's a ministry of area Mennonite church established to welcome Hispanics into our community and to respond to their physical and spiritual needs. Our end goal for them is that they may come to know Christ as their Savior, that their old life may become a new life in Jesus Christ. We would hope that when they return to their home countries, they will have the gospel message to take back and share to their families. This is our most important mission. Helping people daily is important, but make them know Jesus, it's the most important for us. We read the scripture, our sister read the scripture of Matthew 25, 31 to 46. It was really difficult for Jesus in that time because he was suffering. He knew how it felt to be outsider, not welcomed by the Roman government, by the Jewish people, leaders, and his own people. It was really difficult. And a lot of times we see this happen in our country. A lot of times there is a lot of racism against people. And it's a difficult situation. Today, I would like to start with a family. We read in the scripture that who we are supposed to help. In the first one, they talk about the hungry. Hungry for the word of God and to serve the less fortunate. I would like to share with today the story of Victor, Glenda, and their family. First, they knew about God, but they were living a life in the world. particularly Victor, the head of the house. But everything changed when they come to know the truth, when they started a new life in Jesus Christ. Here you see these pictures. The scriptures mention that all the nations will be gathered before him. The Rodriguez family made their choice for Christ. Glenda was a baptized Christian in Honduras. But Victor, even coming from a Christian family, was living a life in the world. They tried to get married 3 times in Honduras before I met them at Salem and I Church of Worcester a couple years ago. We start counseling, and finally, Victor got baptized and got married with Glenda. Victor now is an elder. And Glenda is a leader at Salem Mennonite Church of Worcester. They are applying their lives, Jesus' teaching of the Bible, and now everything changed for the better. And they are really happy serving our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? This was a story of success. The Rodriguez family accepted the good news, and now they are applying Jesus' teaching in their lives. This afternoon, when you come back home, they'll be visiting us, and then you sit outside and we'll be talking about life, talk about ministry. Always we keep this relationship with them to give the input that they need to get always more mature in the world of God. Let's talk now about Geraldo, Esmirna, and children. The thirsty, the second one that Jesus tells us to help. Thirsty to serve the Lord in answer to God's calling. How we left everything behind. We came from Northwest Ohio to this area to help. Help the stranger, those that need clothing, the sick, and the ones seeking refuge. There is no way to count the blessings that God is giving to us, to our family, every single day. It's an honor for us to be here sharing this word with you. How God prepared us to this moment. I do not want to say what we've been doing, but I want to say the miracles that God is doing through us. The ministry is well equipped. Now we have an excellent board, the Ministry of Open Arms. We are doing a lot of work with less. As well, we recognize how Jesus is helping in the way. How the church and Ohio Conference helped us through these past 16 years. My 2 older children graduate from Central Christian. Now, my daughter Laura, the youngest, just finished her freshman year. Gabriela is finishing her master in business. Actually, she finished her master in business. Now, she works for Smuckers, but is living in Florida. Paulo, my middle son, finished his first year of medical school in Columbus to be a doctor. He's already practicing with Hispanics, talking, consulting them on their language, giving them the confidence to speak in Spanish. And then we can see how God is using ourselves, our gifts and talents to be applied in these days here all over the place. We have felt the love of the church. We have felt the love of you. Now, we are just trying to give back. Give back a little bit of all the blessings that God is giving to us every single day. The blessings to be working now full time in the ministry. Taking open arms to the next level and be able to help the less fortunate. It's a blessing for us. We feel equipped. We feel the Spirit of God and the work that we've been doing every single day in our lives. And then we're trying to love and serve because He first loved us. Today on the children's story, you saw 10 people that they were healed. But just one came back and said, thank you. Unhappily, sometimes, as human, we have this tendency to don't be thankful. We, the Nunes family, we try to always look on the blessings and thank God for everything that they are doing for us. Now, those in prison. Prisoner of the evil life. Gilberto was a former prisoner of drugs and alcohol. Like many other men who have left their families, that left their Veracruz, Mexico, and came to this country and have not found direction in the U.S. The scriptures teach us to remember those in prison and help the less fortunate. Between our Hispanic brothers and sisters, we have a great number of prisoners in different ways. Alcohol, drugs, bad habits, sin. Gilberto was one of these men, one of these prisoners. The enemy had been lying to him, like he lied to us sometimes. He lived a life based in material possessions, and his existence was a disaster. But someday, he came to us, and Jesus Christ changed his life. After 3 years coming to Salem, he accepted Jesus. He got baptized. And his life changed. Like him, a lot of people are hearing God's word. They are having the opportunity to change their lives. And we are just trying to welcome them in the community. We are loving and helping them with their material and spiritual needs. We are trying to be obedient, following Jesus' teaching, and doing something for the least of those brothers. Now, at Open Arms, we are doing a couple projects. One really important that we are doing right now is a tutoring program that we started in 2000 with kids. Hispanic kids that were behind because of the pandemic. Now we have 25 kids on our summer camp that we have every Wednesday through June and July. 25. We started with 10, 12 last year. This year we more than double. And we have volunteers that are giving their time on Wednesday for these kids. On the end of the month, on the second August, the second Wednesday of August, we have a pool day for them that they can go with their family, having playing together, take time off, and eat a good meal afterwards. This, helping people every single day with doctor's visits, dentists, immigration lawyers, and so on. It's the work that we've been doing every single day. We're still having a lot of work to do. We're still having a lot of Hispanic brothers and sisters that are living in the lies of the devil. But they need to come to Jesus' feet, confess their sin, and accept Him as their Lord and Savior. If they want to do that, we will be there for them. The Bible, it's a good testimony for us, the way that you should live your lives. And it's what we try to teach on our everyday encounter with Hispanic sisters and brothers. Open Arms, Hispanic Ministry, with a partnership with Salem of Worcester, we are welcoming the Hispanics into our community in responding to their physical and spiritual needs. And you could ask me, what can I do? What? You can come to us. You can come and ask. But keep praying and support our ministry. Welcome the ones like you have our brother today here. And give the glory to the Lord for everything that has been done. Hebrews 13:1-3 says, keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not to forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. I would like, my sisters and brothers, to leave two challenges for you today. The first one, do you want to do what somebody did for your ancestors? 50, 100, 150 years, I don't know. And are you ready to love our Hispanic sisters and brothers as Jesus loved us, practicing hospitality to these strangers as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various form? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for Midway. I thank you for this church. I thank you for all the churches, Lord, in Ohio, in the United States, in the world. I just ask, Lord, that you give us the courage to love the less fortunate, to work for your kingdom, Lord. Help us to see on the immigrants, on the people that are suffering, you can find you in them, Lord, that you can help them, that we can provide some food or something, some love that you can give and show how you loved us through our Son, through our death, the Son of our Jesus Christ. Thanks for this church. Thanks for Pastor Matthew. Thanks for the leaders here, Lord. I just ask a special blessing upon them and upon the ministry of this church. Thanks for your Son, Jesus. Everything I pray and I ask in his name.